As Pastor Dennis has said, we have been dealing with the kingdom. And it's been a special year dealing with the kingdom. There's so much to say, and I'm sure we could go on for a very long time talking about the kingdom, to be honest. And Jesus took the time to speak about the kingdom also. He spoke about it so much. In fact, the first thing he said was about the kingdom. In Matthew, it says, after he had left the desert where he was fasting, before he even got to his disciples or spoke to his disciples or chose his disciples on the way to doing that, he said, behold, the kingdom of God is at hand. So he spoke about the kingdom in the beginning of his ministry. Obviously, we know he spoke about the kingdom during his ministry, as Pastor Dennis has been speaking about over the weeks and months and this year, actually. And then in the end, he spoke about the kingdom again. Do you know that when Jesus died and rose again, he spent 40 days, in Acts 1 we see, he spent 40 days, he said, speaking about, what do you think? Must have been really important. For him to come after his death and say, here I am, proof that I've risen again, but then to spend another 40 days explaining the concept of the kingdom to him. And I want us to really and truly understand the importance of the kingdom today, because it was important to Christ and it must be important to us, right? Okay, so let's go to today's reading. Mark 4, verse 30 to 32. I can see it. And he said, with what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when sown on the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. So, I like how he starts this. He says, how can I compare the kingdom of God? So he's saying almost, what can I use that you, what kind of illustration that you would understand, you would be able to fathom that I can use to explain the kingdom of God? And it kind of makes me think that, wait, God... And or Jesus in this particular situation was actually quite understanding of the people that he was around. He couldn't just quote the Old Testament in some cases. And it makes me think about myself or us really. When we're speaking to people about Christ, there's certain times we can't just quote scripture. There's certain times where we should not just quote scripture. What can I use to explain this to you in a way that you would understand? So he turns to agriculture. Something that was big to them at that particular time. He used stuff that would relate to them and their lifestyle. And I know for some of us scholars, including myself, sometimes it's hard to get rid of the scripture and just talk plainly. But it's needed for those that's out in the world. They can't relate to that. I can talk to you about scripture, but when I get outside, sometimes I can't. It's no use to them. So he says, I want you to share your life. I want you to share what it is that you've gone through because they understand that. I want you to understand that what you have gone through is valid and very important. Sometimes you may not actually see the purpose of what it is that you're going through, but the fact that you've gone through it is an example to somebody else to actually gain faith and hope in that particular day, that particular moment. So let's not despise the situations and the circumstances that you're going through, have gone through, are going through. because they will be life to somebody else that needs it one day. I understand when we're going through the circumstances and situations, it is very difficult. Let's not ignore that. Let's be real. But sometimes these situations are not just for you. They're for the person that you will encourage, that will encourage somebody else, that will encourage another person, that will encourage an entire family to be saved. Christ said, "What can I use?" So he uses this mustard seed. Says, it's like when you place it into the ground, place this mustard seed into the ground and it grows. And then the branches grow, the leaves grow. Understand this, and it says the mustard seed is tiny. However, everything that was required for that tree at the end was already in the seed. You see seed that you can't see. You see, if you actually saw the, I think Zoe was giving out mustard seeds at one stage. I lost mine because it was so small. But yet in that tiny seed was a branch, was leaves, was all these twigs, color, green, all of these other things were already in this black seed that you could not see yet. Sometimes you're like that. Sometimes we're like that. The seed or the circumstances that we go through, we don't really see where it is that it's taken us to because we're only focused on its current circumstance and situation. And how we feel uncomfortable in this particular situation sometimes takes precedence over where we're going with this situation. Seed. He said the seed right in the ground. I think Sam mentioned it last week. When you put seed in the ground, it's in the dirt. Not growing in the brightness. You can't expect the seed to remain in your hand and grow. I've got to push you into the dirt. I've got to push you into a position where it's dark, where it's uncomfortable. You may feel alone. But it's in that position where you will grow. Some of us are coming into here thinking that God is going to make me comfortable. I don't know where you got that from. Thing is, he's going to push you into a dirt so that you can grow. It's not to punish you. It's just that in the dirt is where you're going to grow. So what happens is we get into the dirt and the first thing that happens is you grow in the dirt. You don't grow above. You grow where no one can see. He says, he that has started a good work in you, not outside of you, in you. You can't see what's growing inside of me. And sometimes you can come and discourage me because of the fact that you can't see what's going on inside of me. Because I don't fit the picture that you have for me. I don't fit the picture that what is suggested a Christian should look like or be like. But greater is he that is in where? In me. He that has started a good work where? In you. You're in the dirt. They just can't see. So the roots start growing down before you get a stalk that grows up. The root starts growing down. What are you growing into? Where are you taking your strength from? If you're planting yourself into the Word of God, drawing everything from the Word of God, not from the world, not from your friends, not from family, not from your experiences. Get rid of your experiences. Some of us rely on our experiences when it contradicts what God is saying. Starts growing in the dirt. And what happens is the seed starts to grow in the dirt. You know, it just doesn't stay that way. It's just the seed, remember I told you, this seed has everything in it. So there is no way it can remain the same. Seed don't remain the same. Tell your neighbor, seed don't remain the same. So hear this, when you come in here and you come in here with a few traits and you say, this is just how I am. Whoo! I know I pinched a few of you. This is just how I am. No, yeah, I got the word in me, but this is just how I am. What kind of fruit is just I am bearing? Can the birds of the air use the twigs? Can they use that for shade? Or are you just running shade on them through your just as I am? You come in here, expect to change. Christ says, when you come to me, you become born again. 1 Peter 1, verse 23 says, we are born again of uncorruptible seed. In fact, we're not born of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed through the word of God. You're born of a seed that's incorruptible. This seed will not grow unless you place it into the ground. Place it into his word. He said that until you place yourself in me, you won't get to where it is that you need to get to. Your life will forever feel uncompleted. There's another thing I like that they brought out in this text. It compares the seed to other seeds. It said, in comparison to all the other seeds, it is one of the most smallest seeds out there. Sometimes we can be focused on the size of the seed and start thinking this is significant because of the other seeds that's out there. And the enemy will throw so much other seeds in your way so that you have no time for the seed that God has given you. But this seed is incorruptible. This seed comes from his word or grows in his word, but yet you give it no attention because we've got to get married, we've got to have bills to get paid. As Soraya said, you know, the economy is a bit crazy right now. Times is hard, we've all got to work. So my seed lays dormant while I go and focus on everything else. Because that seed looks like it's about to germinate and grow more than this one. I don't understand what's going on with the seed that God has given me. I spend more time doing it myself. Doing it myself. It is growing. Fact is, it is bigger. Those seeds are bigger. Those seeds do grow. Those seeds do bear fruit. But they're corruptible seeds. They're perishable seeds. They're seeds that will not gratify your spirit or your soul. So what happens is you continue to seek those seeds as opposed to the one seed that God has given you that you've neglected because of its size, because of what others has says about it, because others have actually factually said that seed is small. We're talking about the kingdom of God. The seed is small. He says that this seed, he speaks about the kingdom and he says, this kingdom is not something that you can observe. You can't say the kingdom is over there, it's over here, it's over there. Mm-mm. Jesus says the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. It's the condition of your heart. It's the forgiveness that Pastor Dennis was talking about. It's the patience that Sam responded with last week. It's the endurance that he was referring to. It's all these other characteristics that amplify the characteristics of everyone that is of a kingdom of God. He says, when you're born again, there is a new seed that is in you. You no longer operate off of the old seed, there is a new seed. And this seed only germinates when you place it in me. It is impossible. Okay, let me give you this analogy. I've got a TV remote. Has anyone done the stupidest thing by buying a AAA battery when your remote requires a AA battery? And you're vexed because you really want to use the something, and now you got to go all the way back to the shop. Some of you are smiling because I know you've done it as well. It's not just me. Some of us are using the wrong battery to power our lives. And you're wondering why you're pressing buttons and nothing's working. Pressing, expecting your life to bring full fruit. Yes, it will work for a period, I guarantee you, but once it's dead, it's dead. You need to ensure that you're getting the seed placed in the right soil to be able to get what it is that you're after. And what you're after may not even be what God is after. And that's the difficult thing to come. So when he says you can't observe the kingdom, the reason why he said that was because of the fact that they were expecting the king to come with an army and to overthrow the Roman Empire and all this other stuff. He thought that he was going to come with a footload of soldiers, killing everyone, every Roman citizen, anyone that was against the Jews, to reinstate their power. Said, no, that's not how we roll around here. We come with love. We come with peace. We come with kindness. This is the kingdom. So what you're observing or what you say that you want for your life may not be in line with what God wants for your life. Are you willing to accept that? Because the Jews was not willing to accept that. They were not willing to accept the kingdom in the way in which Jesus was trying to tell them it is. So you're out here fighting, doing it your way. I want the kingdom on my agenda. I want the kingdom in my way. But we come every Sunday and say, Lord, we surrender. Are you really surrendering? Or are you just compromising? Are you benchwarming? Seed. Your seed is comparable to the world, and the world may say it's of no effect and it don't do nothing. What's this seed today? What's Christ today in today's society? It's out of date. You know, create your own thing. Do you? Social media is there for you to do you quite perfectly. But Christ says, no, I want you to do for others. I want you to do for others. The important thing about this seed is that it is planted for the purpose of growth. You can't help no one else. You can't do for no one else unless you grow. But most of you come here for self. Some of us come here just to receive. Christ is saying the whole purpose of your growth is that you're able to start giving. Sorry to offend you. Don't come here again for you. Come here to grow, to give for someone else so that the birds of the air can gain shade, they can gain the twigs and build a home with it or a nest. You guys come here every Sunday. Yeah, I need a top up. No, you don't need top up. That top up should be happening during the week. So when you come in here, it's for service. So when the ushers then meet you and they you come through the door, they experience the kingdom by the way they greet you. You experience the kingdom by the way they show you love. You experience the kingdom by the way they serve, they sing on stage. You experience the kingdom by the way the party is served. You experience the kingdom by the way we show each other patience and kindness. We experience the kingdom by the way you queue up for the patty. Yeah. Or do you want the kingdom based on your terms? Kingdom is here in the midst of us. Maybe not in the way that way, in the way that in which you wanted it, but understand this seed must grow for the purpose of others, not for yourself. Tell the person next to you, it's not for you. Your gift is not for you. And we've heard several times that about fruit and stuff. I think Aaron's mentioned it, Sam's mentioned it. And the interesting thing about fruit when it grows on trees is that, one, it's visible. It's visible. Anyone seen an invisible banana before? It's visible. And as the gents have said before, it doesn't eat of itself. It's for somebody else to eat. Any fruit that eats of itself is actually rotten. Keep telling you not to, remember, you're not here for yourself. If you ask, because something's not right. I don't say rotten. I'll let you do that. The other thing is that a tree will only bear fruit of its own kind. When people eat your fruit, let's go back to that question again. What is it that they receive? Are you bearing fruit of the kind of kingdom that you represent? Because that's what it is that you're portraying to be, isn't it? Or you are. The incorruptible seed, God says. And I also understand that it is impossible for me to do this walk. I was saying to Stella the other day, it's impossible. How can I do this Christian walk? It doesn't make no sense. I fully understand how this works now. I cannot do the fruits of the Spirit without the Spirit. I cannot be a representation of God without the Holy Spirit. Hence why he said, it's beneficial I leave so that I can give you a companionship that will not live outside of you, live in you, to enable you to do the things that your flesh cannot do. But you're trying to do it by yourself. You're giving me your opinion. You're trying to tell God how to run your life. Someone speak to the chair that you're sitting on and ask him what the purpose is. Ask the chair what the purpose is. Ask your phone what the purpose is of its existence. You know, I won't talk to you. The chair won't respond. What will respond? The creator of the chair. The creator of the phone will be able to explain to you specifically its purpose. It will give you full understanding, maybe of what you didn't even actually know was available to it. But yet we're speaking to chairs, or as chairs, we're trying to decipher what we're made for ourselves. Just speak to the creator. Speak to your creator. Because when you live in, when you say you're of a new kingdom, we're saying we're of a new seed. So, okay, cool. So let me know how it is I'm supposed to be of this new seed, of this new kingdom. Because I know there's, Jesus, you said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added unto you. You said that you've come that I may have life and life more abundantly. So your kingdom don't really sound, too bad, does it? You also said, look, let's be real. The afflictions of the righteous are many. You're going to experience a lot of affliction. But don't worry. Behold, I have delivered you from them all. I ain't just going to leave you there. So this kingdom don't sound too bad because you're not relying on yourself. You rely on yourself, you have a corruptible and destructive end. Come on, look at the world. We've seen what the world is doing. We've seen what self is doing. Christ is saying, this seed, place it in me, which is the word, and I guarantee you, I will give you growth. I will give you peace. I will give you joy, not like the world giveth. I will make a way where there seems to be no way. I will heal you when you're sick. I will strengthen you when you're weak. In your old age, you will be renewed. Praise the Lord for our seniors. And the one thing about these seniors is that I gain so much confidence and just encouragement from them is that I don't see them waver at all. I don't see them waver. They're here Sunday after Sunday. They're not as strong as what we would say you are. But without fail, they're here. Yeah. Ask them to pray with you on a Sunday. I remember we used to pray in the Sunday mornings. Yeah. They were always there. And you think, and the question is, what keeps them? How do they remain looking so young? 88, you say.
His grace.
88. I was saying to her, how is it you're just maneuvering around with strength and everything and all your faculties look good? God is keeping them. God is keeping them. Amen. A mighty God we serve. So, in closing, in fact, before I close, there was the seed. I just want to tell you one more thing about the kingdom, and this is what I love about Jesus Christ. He said that in this parable that we compare the kingdom, and sometimes we can look at ourselves as I'm not good enough for the kingdom. The other seeds is more what I'm more like. I'm not like this holy seed that you're referring to. And sometimes we can push out the world or push people because of the seed that's growing in them. You can crush a seed before it actually grows. But let me quickly turn to Matthew. Matthew 21, 31 and 32. This is what Jesus says about the kingdom. Which of the two sons did what the father asked, they said? The first. I'll explain this story, what he's referring to. Jesus said, yes, and I tell you that crooks and whores, I deliberately use this message version because of how explicit it was. Now, let's understand about these crooks and whores are going to precede you into God's kingdom. They're going into God's kingdom. Is that what Nature said? Who said this? Jesus said this. John came to you showing you the right road. You turned up your noses at him, but the crooks and the whores believed him. Even when you saw their changed lives, seed changes. Seed in God's hands change. You didn't care enough to change and believe him. So you guys, listen, it's referring to you guys being in here, having access to the way maker, to the God changer, to the life changer, to the man that changes hearts and minds, and you did nothing with it. Was it the whores and the what? Crooks? The whores and the crooks. Yes, you might feel dashed away. Yes, you might feel run down because you're just dealing with so much depression. There will be people that are coming in here that may have gone through their first, fourth, third divorce. There may be people that's just been drinking, alcoholics. People that you would not want to be associated with. He said, that's going to be, that's who's in the kingdom. I came for the sick, not for the healthy. I say it all the time. I go Morsley every Sunday, or every time I read the Bible, I'm taking my pills. We're all crazy. I just need the Holy Spirit. I'm aware of that. It's the moment when you're not aware of that and you think you're okay, that you start working off of your flesh. No, I'm crazy. Let me know. I'll offend you. I'm sorry if I have. I might do things out of sync. I'm asking for mercy. I ain't perfect. But praise be to God. There's crooks and whores in heaven. Do not despise the days of small beginning. Seed that looks insignificant will grow into a tree that gives shade to everyone else, that brings twigs for others to build homes with. Praise God for God's growth.
Thank you for listening to the message today. We hope it blessed you. And if it did, please like, comment, and subscribe for more videos from Micah. And don't forget to click the notification bell to see when they're uploaded. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you in the next one.